Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the Smith and Rowland podcast, where now all of those in the world can feel at ease because we're about to bring enlightenment.
Feel at ease. We're getting ready to connect heaven and earth. And we're going to connect heaven and earth.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And we feel good about it. We feel good about it.
Well, really, at the core of our heart, we are just merely here to be a blessing and to serve. That's what we do.
My Lord Jesus. Our fan mail doesn't tend to reflect that.
No, it doesn't. But we believe that we're only seeing more of the negative than the positive that's really out there. It's like always, the positive stuff stays more silent. So there's more positive than there is negative. We know that and go off of that assumption. That's what gives us great confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, Mr. Rowland, we got, there's a friend adjacent out in some state. Where is it? Out towards Washington State.
Ain't it? Yeah, I think he's in Washington
I believe it
state.
Is. His name's, his show name or podcast name is Wrangler Star.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a very good following on his podcast and still does, or YouTube channel, I guess you could say also.
Uh-huh.
And Rolling Stone magazine. Are you familiar with Rolling Stone magazine?
I hate to disappoint all of my religious friends out there, but yes, I do know about Rolling Stone magazine.
You do know about Rolling Stone magazine. Well, Rolling Stone magazine has done an article on this Wrangler Star guy. Mine, of course, I'm sure Jason can give us a better rundown. We'll talk about it again, I'm sure. But this Wrangler Star guy, he's just kind of a what some people I think would call, now maybe it would offend him, but you know, you have what's called a prepper community now, or that can sound like to some maybe a bad word, but prepper means you just are a type person that's prepared. They tend to be
that's
people
right.
that are back to nature more, grow mm-hmm. a garden.
Yep.
Yeah, their YouTube channels yep. are growing gardens and chickens
yep.
and
becoming self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient. Yep. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Behind the prepper community. I'm sure there's other words. I don't know what they are, but homesteaders, I think, is one mm-hmm. kind of a go-to term for.
Mm-hmm.
But, a large, huge amount of the population today is people want to get back to nature or back to simplicity. I would be a better.
I think that's the spirit of it. Yeah, I do. I believe that's the spirit of it. Yeah.
And
I think that's the spirit of that whole
this
movement.
Age that we're in and computers. Yeah, they're not that, just not that impressed. They want to get back to, I don't like to use the word simpler things of life because that's like it kind of makes it sound like it's stupid, but it's not that at all. It's, it's about just wanting to be more simplistic in life. And I get that. I mean, I don't have a bit of problem with that understanding.
Yeah,
but there's a whole movement. Well, I say the movement of the homesteader is, I think, probably 300 years old.
Exactly.
We've always had that mentality in this country and other countries of the settlers and homesteading and. But anyway, it's more about the simplicity. And usually these tend to be a people of faith.
Yeah.
Christian people and some are on the fringe of that and are trying to find God, and you have all different types. But this Wrangler Star guy, which is a friend of Jason's, our Jason on Smith and Rowland Show, is come under attack of the Rolling Stone magazine here.
Yeah.
And so they put out this article, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they put out this article, and let me cut this machine off here. I hear it beeping, and I'm trying to cut it off. Well, can't even find how you cut it off. I'm in the loader, Jeff. You're in the truck, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in the truck, yeah.
Okay, I'm in the loader. So, they come out with this article against this guy, The title of the article was "This Man Teaches People to Make Bombs" or something like that. I mean, they totally went after him right out of the chute. You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah.
Makes him look like the Unabomber or something. Be very honest with you.
Right. Yeah.
So it's obvious that the cancel culture is now after this guy. Cancel culture being part of the thinking of the woke ideology. And so they're trying to cancel Wrangler Star, which is just a average guy up in the mountains, I guess, of Washington. And he's lives on a creek up there and got a wife and family and children. And he just kind of just a plain spoken American guy is all he is. But Jeff, there's the concern is that you have, why is just being a regular guy trying to live a simple life, a homesteading life, why would that gain the attention of Rolling Stone magazine? Why would it gain the attention of the woke mentality? And it's even some of the governmental agencies that's come to light now, they're actually kind of after this guy. I say after him, they're trying to, it's a different kind of warfare. Cancel culture is a different type of warfare. What's your two cents? What's going on?
I've got a lot of things that just stirs in me in learning about this story. I learned about it this morning, but here's some things that I have to take away from it, because we know Jason, and Jason just got back from spending some time out there with the guy.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we kind of know. We know Jason, who knows him. So right. I gotta say, there's a lot going on. Number one, that homesteading community, I believe, is a target of the government because it teaches self-reliance instead of reliance on the government.
Gotcha.
So I think that's one thing that's going on. Now the bigger problem is one way they're coming after this guy is by putting pressure on those that sponsor him to try to remove him from the air. And the reason that they're doing that is because the government has a obligation constitutionally to protect our First Amendment rights. But if they can silence somebody by taking away what fuels getting the word out, which unfortunately is money, is what it takes to get the word out. If they can take away this guy's sponsorship, then they can take away his speech, and they can do it without violating the Constitution. And that's why this merger between the government and corporations is such a hot political issue, and why it should be something that we concern ourselves with and kind of get up to speed on, because that's what's happening in America today. The government's putting pressure on businesses, and businesses are just simply making stupid decisions based off of what I think is government coercion. So that's one thing that's happening to this guy. However, I think there's even a deeper motive in this homesteading lifestyle, Alan. All of these homesteaders are going to come under attack simply on the basis that if you're a true homesteader, then that means that you're not reliant upon the government. You are self-sufficient. Right. Now, you and I can take that even to a deeper level and say this. There's no need to be self-sufficient because yourself is not sufficient enough to provide for you anything. We need to rely on God. Our faith needs to be in Jesus Christ. However, a lot of these homesteaders, they point to that. And they live a life that is dependent upon God. And you know, being a farmer, more than anybody, that you've got to have God's help in order to. You can't do it on your own. You can do all the right things, and it doesn't matter. It don't matter unless God blesses it. It doesn't matter. So,
well, if you're a farmer, you know you're trusting. I don't know. It's hard to be a farmer and not trust God. I'll tell you that.
Well, put it this way:
if you don't trust God and you start farming, give her 4 or 5 years, you will trust God.
Yeah,
I promise you, it'll break you from sucking eggs.
That's exactly right. And it'll also break you from saying, as long as I do everything the right way, it's going to work, because that doesn't always pan out.
No.
So, you know, we've got to have faith and dependence on God himself. So I think that this call back to a simplistic way of life, it is definitely a call that is on the earth right now. And this homesteading lifestyle is not just in America. It's all over the world now. It is all over the world. And it's growing at, I mean, just exponentially, it's growing at a rapid rate. So tapping into that, I think that we need to understand that people are hungry for a more simpler way of life. It involves a lot of hard work, but it's still a more simplistic way of life than what the world is offering at this moment. I mean, if you're off the grid, Alan, how are they, you know, it becomes harder, more difficult for the government to track what you buy and sell because you ain't buying nothing.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You're raising your own food, all of these sort of things. So I'm just saying that it presents a problem for governments. And I think that's why that there is this attack. And I think that Wrangler Star kind of got caught up in the midst of all of this sort of thing.
Yeah. It's obviously, this is what happens if you are picked out to be targeted.
Yeah, that's right.
He's for whatever, and he has a pretty good influence. I mean, but he's been on YouTube for 14 years. I mean, he makes pocket knives and hatchets and garden, shows you how to plant corn and how to start up a chainsaw. And, you know, he's just doing everyday normal stuff. Every now and then he'll, a lot of young men follow him. Jeff, he's a big influencer in young men. He has godly morals and things like this. And so he supports that type thinking. So he's become
Wouldn't you agree that in that homesteading lifestyle, that's part of, so lost in his there. Content, he does offend how to live life. And if I say, can you hear me?
I got you now.
Yep. If you're going to put out content that's offensive to the philosophical norms of this world, then you're going to become a target. And unfortunately, in this homestead world or this prepper type community, that's part of their message. That there is something that you can attach to them. In a general sense, those that embrace that kind of lifestyle, they hunger for a more pure way of living their life. And that's going to be offensive to the world. That's going to be offensive to the dark side.
Yeah. And I think that's what we have happening. It is it's a movement now, Jeff, that has wholesome. There's music that's coming out of this movement. And there again, I hate to call it a movement because this is just American. That's all. This is American. It's not necessarily a movement. It's more of getting back to the roots of our country. To the roots of our value system.
That's right.
It was a big deal to
and
be self-sufficient.
And possibly even the roots of the way God called us to live.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because to be self-sufficient was, and to my grandmother, my mother even, and great-grandmother, they took great pride and concern and the woman of the family to be very thrifty and to be able to preserve and can beans and all this sort of stuff. In today's society, that's not seen as a virtue. But it used to be. It used to be just a virtue. And they took great pride in how thrifty they could be in putting up food for the family and being self-sufficient, so to speak. And that self-sufficiency, Jeff, was friendly. It was friendly to the planet. It was friendly to your neighbor. It was friendly to everybody. And it's that mentality, if you will, or that's what's happening in this type movement. Now, My understanding is, Jeff, the homesteaders, the preppers, and there's other names out there, that they also have kind of conventions, if you will,
festivals, or however you want to call it. And they're drawing thousands and thousands of people to come. And Alan, at the events that I've heard of, actually my wife attended one down in the other side of Nashville, Tennessee. And I got to tell you, she came back, she was just stoked with passion for Jesus Christ, because they prayed together. There was preaching, there was worship, there was also schools on how to do things and how to become self-sufficient. And there is some traits attached to this that I think is very offensive to the dark side. It's very offensive to the governments of the world. And because of that, they painted a target on their back. Now, Jesus said this: if you live godly in Christ Jesus on this earth, you're going to suffer persecution. I think that we have to be aware that what's happening with Wrangler Star is just maybe a little preview of things to come, because I think that any podcast that does damage to the dark side or to the political whims of the day are going to come under attack by corporations. Corporations will be used to do it, as well as government pressure will be against you, and the demonic world is going to try to take you out if you get on here and mention Jesus. Telling somebody the other day, Alan, you can't yell boo at the devil and then come away and think everything's going to be all right. He'll take you up on it just about every time. You know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I think that's what happened to Wrangler Star. I think he is. Of course, I also think, Jeff, that he's learning. You know what I'm saying? He's learning that. That he, even though he's very practical, let's say, or just common sense. That's the only way I know to say it, Jeff. He tends to be very common sense type guy. But what we're finding is common sense is a threat to woke society.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And I'll tell you one reason
why. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, common sense aligns itself with godly wisdom.
It does. That's right.
I mean, that's what, if you read the book of Proverbs, it's a book of common sense.
That's right.
But it's basically godly wisdom put in language that we can understand. That's what it is. So common sense is always going to align itself with godly wisdom, and the world hates godly wisdom. So they're going to come against that.
The woke community is threatened by common sense.
Yes. Yes. Without any doubt.
It is threatened by just plain old everyday common sense threatens the woke community.
That's right. Yeah.
Because there's nothing about the woke community that has common sense in it.
That's right.
It's totally void of just walking around sense.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know.
That's right.
Totally avoid of it. And just like you were saying there, it's basically common sense is godly wisdom.
Yeah, that's what it is. And,
yeah, yeah. And it's obvious that when you have escaped, or if you're in a broken relationship with God, it's obvious that your common sense goes out the window.
Goes completely out the window.
Yeah, it just goes
and
out
you
the
act
window.
As if you ain't got no sense at all.
And if you don't, just listen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'll be honest
that's
with
exactly
you. It's just
right.
embarrassing.
That's exactly and, right. Well, you know, it goes, I don't know how much time we got left, Alan, but can I
go
just
ahead.
Say this? Let me just say this much. Rick Warren shared this recently. There was a time when the Pope had asked him to preach to Catholics. He was
really?
Going to be the only, yeah, he was going to be the only one that wasn't a Catholic, but he got sick and he couldn't make the event, but he did meet after the inauguration with Joe Biden. And, you know, Rick Warren, I think, prayed the prayer at his inauguration. Joe Biden pulled out a earmarked copy that looked like that it had been marked up and read several times of The Purpose-Driven Life. And he asked Rick Warren to autograph it for him, and of course he did. But here's my point: if you reject godly wisdom, you end up in a place where you are left without any common sense.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, yeah. that's what we're seeing play out, even with our president.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, I know it's exactly obvious. That's not even really something that you could would need to debate. That's just true. So, you know, I think that this call back to simplistic godly wisdom is what is encapsulated inside of this, for lack of a better word, movement that we're talking. And it's like you say, it's not really a movement, but it's godly wisdom is encapsulated in a lot of ways inside of that community. And I know there's people in that community that takes it that's not there. They're doing it for other motives, other reasons.
Right, of course, of course.
But for the most part, there is a trait of purity and holiness that comes.
I agree.
Out of that from a wealth of godly wisdom, and it's that call back to simplicity that I think the church needs to answer as well.
Yeah. I totally agree, Jeff. Listen, buddy, we're at a place here. We've used up our time again.
Yeah.
And well, let's pick it back up. I think we got more to say on Wrangler Star here. Let's look into that a little bit more. I believe we would consider him a brother.
Yeah.
Of a likeness, and it's obvious that we need to pray for him and what he's doing.
Yeah.
And it's still a curiosity to me how one little guy stuck off in the country somewhere in the woods could be a threat to Satan
and
the dark community.
Something.
But he is.
He is
a threat.
Yeah. Mm.
And so I just would be to the Lord that everybody would be a more threat to the signs of darkness.
Yes, Lord.
You know, you don't, the way you battle darkness, Jeff, we never need to forget is with light. Light is what dispels darkness.
That's right.
And
that's right.
So anyway, all right, buddy. Will you be careful and have a good day?
You do the same,
my friend. We'll talk more. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining today's Smith & Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.